The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Yes, I am delighted to be joined by one of my favourite guests of the week, chef and mindful eating coach, Aisling Larkin. You're very welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much. Here, it's great
Anybody
to be here.
Anybody who brings food into my life,
I know,
is just up there with my favourite people.
I'm the same. Bring me a cup of coffee and I'm like the happiest girl in the world. It's like the small gesture, but it means a lot.
It's very easily pleasing. It's something I think a lot of mothers don't get, just food handed to them.
That's it. We are so busy cooking for everybody else all the time.
So what have you got for me today?
We're talking soup. It is officially soup season, so we are going to lean into the seasons. We're going to talk about, I suppose, like the seasonality of soup. Like, first of all, it's that coziness, isn't it? It's the warmth, which is really, really nice. But it's also such a gorgeous way to use up the seasonal veg that we have at this time of year, be it that it's the glutted tomatoes that are still hanging around from the greenhouse, or, like, you know, we're looking at things like mushrooms, butternut squash, carrots, then those immunity kind of ingredients like your turmeric. So, like, the colours lend themselves. Like, look, even look at the colour palette that's in front of us at the moment.
It's your soups autumn, do look really good, but yeah. I have to make a confession.
Okay, go.
I don't really like soup. Sorry, no, that's not true,
okay,
right?
Okay.
I didn't like soup for years and years and years. I have come round to it because of all the reasons that you put out there a minute ago, but I used to find it just a bit boring.
It's boring.
Okay, great. Great.
I've been the same for years. This is so funny. And I used to be the same with kind of porridge as well. So a lot of the work that I do, and it's so interesting that you said that today, goes back to this whole thing of sensory regulation. Okay, and it's about foods that are soothing and calming and foods that are alerting and exciting. And depending on your state of regulation or the phase you're in, sometimes you want a food that's like, oh, it feels like a hug in a bowl. This is comforting. Sometimes you want something that's pingy and exciting, like a curry, like something jazzy, fresh, vibrant, spicy. So that's that element. But there's the other element, which some of us, and we're obviously the same in this capacity, we find soup boring because every mouthful, let's call a bowl of soup 30 mouthfuls.
The first mouthful and the 30th mouthful, they're exactly the same.
Totally.
So that's my problem with it.
And we fatigue and we get bored after 5 spoonfuls and we're like, okay, well, this is the same thing over again. And we literally get bored of it. So that is why something like the soup or the porridge, the notion of toppers and putting things on it that add colour, flavour, texture, crunch. Something that keeps our brain alerted and interesting the whole way through is really, really important. So I'm really passionate about that part and those toppers and little bits and pieces that you can put in that keep us interested, but also give us a little extra boost of nutrition. Because why not? Like anywhere we can get in a couple of extra nutrients, a little bit of extra fibre, a little bit of extra protein, let's do that.
And that's actually why I have started eating soup, is because I do think it is a brilliant way of getting vegetables
totally
into your body. And it's my probably number one reason, because I find it really filling.
Yeah, it is. It is. And even if you're having a sandwich at lunchtime, like for me, it's maybe, you know, if you go out, I don't want to eat one of those massive big sandwiches. They're too big for me. Whereas I love when you go somewhere, they're like, do you want half a sandwich and a cup of soup? I'm like, bingo. Fills
me and
me
you
up.
Would have a great time at a restaurant. Which is whatever she wants, I want. Yeah. It's exactly the same. Yes. And a small cup of soup and a half a sandwich. Okay.
And even for me at home, like with the kids, you know, when they come in, because sometimes we don't do dinner till 5:30 or 6. It's that lull between 3:30 and 4:30. Everybody's hungry. If you can have soup in the fridge, it just ticks them over. It's something savoury. Give them a little toasty cheese sandwich, crackers and cheese or whatever be on the side. But you know, you are getting in at least one, if not two portions of veg. It's blended up so they don't really know. They're happy to take it. It's just a win for me. It keeps you fuller for longer, which I love.
And it is much cheaper to make your own soup than to buy it.
Oh yeah,
like soup in shops, I think, has got real dear.
It has. It's expensive for what you're getting, but it's also, like, when you, I suppose, because, you know, my background is product development, and when you look at the capacity of what you're doing, margins are always at the fore, so butter has gone up exponentially. You've got things like cream, so expensive. Like you mentioned cream to a production kitchen, they're like, forget about it. There's not a hope. We can't afford that. So like the creaminess goes out. And then sometimes, and this does not go for all, but sometimes there can be a lean on what's the most palatable thing that a consumer will kind of ping to. And it can be salt. And sometimes they can be really salty and you just don't want that. Whereas at home, you just take back the control. And I think there's a couple of simple tips for making a soup at home that are foolproof, because I think for you're either too afraid to do it, or else you think, Irish, should I just dump everything in a pan, put some stock in, and then I blitz it? It's not a dumping ground. Soup is not a dumping ground.
Okay, so respect the soup.
Respect the soup. It's discernment. You've got to like keep it so simple. Stick with one ingredient, two or three, and think of things that pair with each. It's like planning an outfit. You know, you don't lash on 54 accessories and head out the door. Keep it a little bit. Sometimes I feel like I might. Keep it simple, you know, strip it back, pare it back. And that refinement and discernment is really, really important.
Okay, so let's get going here. And let's start with your 5 minute tomato soup.
Yeah, I love, love, love this one. So this is this one. So actually I'll pass this over and you can have a taste as we go. And I want to talk to you about a couple of different elements to this. Mm-hmm. So to keep it interesting, what I put sprinkled on the top that have nice sank to the bottom is a little bit of crispy chorizo. So if you find a little bit of chorizo in there,
oh,
that's
what a bonus.
That is. Yeah, and you see, now you're excited.
I am.
Now
I'm smiling in the studio.
And it's those little, little things. And okay. I'm going to give you one other thing in a minute to put on it, but taste it as it is first. And I'm going to tell you how I do it. So this is my 5 minute soup. This is when they come in from school. So isn't it?
It's really lovely. Yeah. And it is the little bite of the chorizo that just gives it the edge. Yeah. So my producer is laughing here at my enthusiasm for this, but I absolutely love
it's
food.
It's gorgeous. So passata, first of all, not a tin of tomatoes. That way there's no blitzing to this. You don't need a food processor. You don't need to go and mess up your food processor. Into that, we're not going to put in fresh onions and fresh garlic because that's too much hassle to chop, right? In this situation, not all the time, but for this soup. So you put in onion powder and garlic powder. So into your sauce, you're literally putting passata, onion powder, garlic powder, stock. Simmer, 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 simmer. As that's simmering, always to balance out tomatoes, you need a tiny little bit of sugar. So about a teaspoon of brown sugar. Mm-hmm. It's looking good. It's great. That's going to be lovely. Okay?
That's it.
That's it. You can stop there. But a great little secret tip, and I brought it in to show you, is cheap and cheerful, a jar of sun-dried tomato pesto. 1 teaspoon of that pesto in that soup takes it to a new level.
And that's what you've put in
that's
there.
That's in there. And you know that you're getting
it just
that
gives it
umami.
A layer. Oh, yeah. Umami.
You're
okay.
Getting that, but you are, isn't it something like savory and you're kind of, God, it's just deliciousness. It's as simple as that's all it is. Now, I want you to keep going. And what we're going to do is, this is a gorgeous balsamic vinegar, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's a roast onion balsamic vinegar. Put the tiniest little drizzle on top of your soup and see how that transforms it again. It's really
first
nice.
Of all, it smells beautiful. Isn't I it? Love balsamic and I love roast onions.
And it goes so well with the tomato soup. Now, what I did to finish that one was I finished it with cream. You don't have to put cream in, but I do like to finish it with cream. I just think it gives a little creamy nod.
And when do you add that? At the very end when you've taken it off the heat?
Yeah. Just when you're kind of stirring it around, give it a little stir around. So, I mean, it's as simple as, isn't it nice?
Oh, that's delicious.
Doesn't it lift it again?
Oh, yeah.
To another level?
Okay, so you know what? You could layer this as you're going.
That's it.
And when people like you would stay interested, or people like you and me.
Yeah. Keep it really easy for the kids if you want. So it's the passata, the onion powder, garlic powder, tiny pinch of sugar, stock, boom, you're done. I do love the creaminess, so I always add a little bit of cream at the end. If you want to keep the calories down, but you want the creaminess, you can go to your food processor and blitz up ricotta or cottage cheese and fold that in at the end. And that will give it a beautiful creaminess, really increase the protein content and keep the calories down. And if not, you just have a gorgeous 5 minute bowl of tomato soup that you didn't have to go to the shops and buy.
I would have thought that you roasted the tomatoes for that. No.
No.
Okay, and that's why it's 5 minutes, and that's why it's simple.
I do, but this one, no.
Is the flavour better if you roast the tomatoes, do you think?
It can be, but you know what? Once you get kind of decent passata and you balance it out with the sugar, it's totally fine.
Okay, let's...
I love it. Mushroom soup.
You'll hear me pulling over the second bowl.
Oh, this one is lovely. Mushrooms, we have a load of really good Irish growers of mushrooms that we didn't, kind of weren't as apparent before. Gorgeous. So let's use them. What I would say is button mushrooms, chestnut mushrooms. Stay away from the big field mushrooms for soup. They have amazing flavour. They tend to turn it just a bit black in colour. So it's for the aesthetic.
And that's a bit off-putting.
Yeah, it can be. It really, really can be. So
these are just the ordinary button mushrooms that you'd buy in the pack.
$1.99, 99 cents
okay.
Supermarket, whatever they are.
You're not buying any of the... There's a beautiful guy who's selling mushrooms on the South Circular Road at the moment. And if you look at his little truck, I don't know what they are, but they're fabulously different.
Oh, the mushroom
different.
Butcher,
that's
I think
that's
it?
Who it is.
Yeah.
It's not this.
Not that.
Okay.
And another day I would do that and you can do that, but this is just keeping it absolutely homey. Let's get into the habit of making a soup once a week. Like you have that in the fridge, as we said, that will get you through that savoury kind of craving that you have at a certain time of day. So sweat it off onions and garlic in oil and butter. Now there's a little trick here. It's called a cartouche. route. It's where you take a piece of parchment paper, just a circle, scrunch it up, whatever, and sit it right on top of the veggies as they cook. So what that does, the cartouche is the French word essentially, but when the veg cook low and slow, the steam rises up, hits the top of the pan if you've got a lid on, and all that water kind of dribbles back down in. Whereas the cartouche keeps it sweating really close to the pan. It keeps in all of those flavours. It allows it to cook in its own juices. And it just, it gets you a sweeter flavour without burning and deepens the flavour of everything. So cartouche.
And do you just do that because it's mushrooms and mushrooms are full of water?
No, I do that with everything else except for that tomato soup, because that's the quick one. That's the only one that doesn't follow that rule.
And what exactly did you use again?
Parchment paper. Baking paper. Yeah, you could use tin foil if you wanted, but a little sheet of greaseproof paper works like just brilliantly. So I would do that with all my soups. So whatever your base is, and that's a really important thing when you're making soup, start with your base, your aromatics, onion, garlic, or maybe it's onion, garlic, ginger, or maybe it's carrot, onion, celery, whatever, but get those base flavours in first. I always use a little bit of oil, a little bit of butter, low and slow. And when I say low and slow, I mean like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you got to have patience, particularly for the onions. Yeah, it pays off.
It's totally, you're not getting any of the flavour out if you don't cook them low and slow. So I think that's really, really important. Then chopped up all the mushrooms, put those in, allow those to sweat off, and then pulled it off the heat, basil in there, and then a mixture of both milk and cream. Taste a crouton.
Okay, I already have.
Aren't they so good?
So what are they? Not bread.
That is brioche. Ah. And they're rosemary and parmesan. Because again, then we're thinking, what flavours go lovely with mushrooms? Cheese and mushrooms always pair beautifully. Parmesan and mushrooms, really nice. Rosemary and mushrooms, thyme and mushrooms. So those woody winter herbs. So I bought like brioche buns, like burger buns. Chopped them up into little cubes, tossed them in oil, blitzed up a little bit of rosemary, or really finely chop it. Great parmesan cheese. So toss those in a bowl, the chunks of brioche, the parmesan, the rosemary, the oil, flat on a tray in the oven, crispy, and they stay so crunchy. They've been stored in an air container since last night. Like, they're super crunchy.
And they also, they don't absorb the soup, actually. They sit above it, which is lovely. So you get the different textures.
So we stay interested.
So I stay interested. Okay, that's also, it really is endlessly adaptable, isn't it?
Totally. It's those couple of things. Be discerning about the combination of ingredients you use. Always use your aromatics as your base. Use that cartouche, 100%. Your stock matters. A stock pot is really nice, or I would say sometimes there's an Irish brand called Dr. Coy's, which is also really lovely. You can use that one, and it's a really clean label, gorgeous stock. You can make your own. To be honest, most times I don't get around to doing that. So I just choose to buy a really good stock instead. And then, like I said, you finish it with your cream or your milk if you like something creamy. Our last one is, it's like the most immunity boosting golden bowl of deliciousness. So this is Thai red curry butternut squash soup with lentils.
That's a dinner.
And it can be. It's so nutrient dense. So I'm trying to get in as many veggies as we can. I always talk about eat 30 plants a week. Get in, try it, it's for the diversity. So get in as many as you can. Get in those immunity boosting ones like your ginger, like your turmeric, like your garlic. So this was onions at the bottom, garlic, ginger, turmeric. Sweat those off, just like we said, cartouche. Into that went a chopped up butternut squash, and you can buy them already peeled and diced in the supermarket. This time of year, pumpkins. Interchange that with pumpkin, it would be beautiful. And then red lentils, a bag of them are like, I don't know, less than €1 in the supermarket. Like, they're absolutely beautiful.
And you have to, tell us, do you have to soak those red lentils?
No, you can just put them straight in. So they go straight in with the butternut squash, then cover it with stock, allow the squash, the sweet potato, whatever it is, to cook down. And then you just blitz it up. And then before you blitz it up, I popped in a teaspoon of, a little jar of like red curry paste, Massamam curry paste, Thai red curry paste, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Totally different flavour.
Oh, incredibly different. So it's like three entirely different eating experiences from three different soups, but all really nourishing, full of flavour. And that bones of what you just said at the start, which I just love, is that it'll keep you interested the whole way through.
And you have protein in this, because obviously protein is a bit of a buzzword at the moment, and most of us are trying to get in protein with every meal. Yeah. So your lentils are your protein?
Your lentils are your protein in that one, yeah. Small amount. Now, it's not a huge amount. It won't be a big like protein hit meal for sure. But absolutely, what you could do, what's lovely to do with that one, is roast chickpeas in the oven with a couple of little bits of spices and then toss those on top. You could cut up chunks of halloumi, fry off little bits of halloumi, set it on top. Like, it's, and this is the thing, it's so adaptable. Like with that mushroom soup, sometimes what I do is I buy one of the fancy packets of tortellini pasta, cook it, and then toss the tortellini pasta through the soup. And you've got a whole other different dinner that you can take from lunchtime to dinner time.
And the thing is about soups, actually, is that they freeze really well, don't they?
Yeah. because I get bored of the same flavour if I have it for 4 days in a row.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You put all this effort and then you have this massive pot on the stove. And by day three, the kids are looking at you, not again. Okay, no. So
batch it up.
2 days and batch it up.
Absolutely.
Now, the one thing I have found when I have made soup, which I should be completely honest, has not been that often, is if you roast the veg.
Oh, yeah.
Then it also brings it to another level, Ashley. You don't have to, but would you recommend that if you have time, if you're really, really feeling like an Ashley Larkin in the kitchen?
Like those mushrooms, like if you roast mushrooms with the garlic, the thyme, the olive oil, like it will take the flavour to a whole new level. Especially things like your tomatoes, your roast red peppers, anything like that. Even like things like carrots when they roast, the flavour always changes. So to roast anything is just amazing. So if you can do that, I absolutely would. The other side of it is I'm trying to make everything as accessible as possible for people so that it doesn't feel daunting. This is like each one of these are made in 20 minutes and they're done.
And they're not expensive.
No, really budget friendly, really, really cheap. I mean, you're buying ingredients that are in season. So things like butternut squash, sweet potato, pumpkin, mushrooms. So at the moment, they're all really, really cheap. And the tomatoes are the passata, or you can roast off, like we said, your fresh tomatoes and do that. But no, really, really affordable. The things like the pestos, they keep for ages in the fridge and it's lovely. You know when they're open, I hate jars sitting at the back of the fridge not using them up. It's a lovely way to use them up.
Oh, these jars of sun-dried tomato. Yes, I use those in like sometimes pastas for the kids and all of that. But you've talked a lot about toppers, right? So do you think that's where we should put in a little extra energy if we had the time?
Yeah, I think so. And something like a seed mix is gorgeous for that. So I have a little super seed mix. It's things like pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, you can things like pine nuts, sunflower seeds, and just combine them, mix them all up together and then do a sprinkle over the top. And for me, it was for that interest, to keep me interested. But it just gives that little extra boost of fibre, which is really nice. Something like the curried one, a little bit of like peanut rayu over the top is lovely. And always try and garnish them with a fresh herb, because that adds that other layer of interest and excitement as well, which is really lovely.
Oh, you had put coriander, hadn't you, on that butternut squash soup? And
a little squeeze of lime would have been lovely over it. We had the basil with the mushroom soup with the brioche. And then I did a little bit of basil with the chorizo with the tomato soup and a little bit of balsamic.
Oh, yeah. And there is some blue cheese here. Where was that meant to go?
That was going to go. If you liked it, we could have put that on the mushroom soup. So blue cheese again, cheese and mushrooms pair really, really lovely. But I didn't know if you liked blue cheese. So I said, well, just bring it on the side.
Yeah, no problem. When we wrap this, I'll probably be doing that too. Okay. Where can we get all of this information and all of these recipes for anybody who's listening this evening and feels inspired this bank holiday weekend?
I know.
This is the type of weekend I hope to achieve things like batch cooking.
Yeah, a little bit. AisleenLarkin.ie, head to the website, or Aisling Larkin on Instagram and you'll find everything there. Pop me a DM with any little questions you have on anything.
Thanks so much, Aisling. That was a real treat.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.